Well, hello. You're in tune to Surface Audio Podcast number 3 from myself, Pixel. Coming up in this episode, we've got some featured tracks. We've got a special interview from MC Slimmy D. We've got a specially recorded mix by the one like Drudge, Surface Audio representing. And we've got the unsigned episode coming up towards the end, as well as a special competition. But first, we're going to be starting off with the influential classic. This time it's by Bob James, the track entitled Nautilus. This was released on CTI Records 1974 on his One album. It's been sampled by many an artist, including Ultramagnetic MCs, Run DMC, Public Enemy and J-Ru the Damager, to name a few. Always been a firm favourite of my own. Hope you enjoy it. Moving swiftly into this one. This one's by The Untouchables and VRH, track entitled Zoids. This one's forthcoming on Tribe 12 on the Mediation EP, 5th of March. Massive respect going out to Jay Robinson on this one. Included. Also, Tribe 12, a relatively new label, brought to you by Jay Robinson and Shimmer. Going to be one to watch in 2012. Bass producer Moz, track entitled More Than You Know, out now on Doe Records. A very, very talented producer, up and coming. Make sure you check him out. Thank you.
Hi, this is Imagery, representing Good Looking Records, Fusion Digital, Soul Deep Recordings, Instinct Audio and Love Disaster Records, and you're listening to the Surface Audio Podcast with DJ Pixel.
Myself, forthcoming on Rotation Deep, track entitled Hidden. nice little ambient roller I wrote quite a while ago now. Hope you enjoy it. Earlier in the show I mentioned that we were going to have an interview. This time it's with MC Slimmy D. Let's see what he has to say. So, how long have you been an MC for?
So I started being an MC in November 2007. I asked kind of politely if I could jump on a show called The Atomic Sessions. And yeah, kind of went from there. I never really decided to be an MC. It never really kind of went like that. It was more that I've done a few different styles of music, and I always find myself kind of gravitating towards the front every single time, be it like bands or like just hip hop or just chilling with friends. I always end up being kind of the front guy.
Yeah.
So again, I tried DJing and I sucked. So I never really decided to be an MC. It just kind of happened. I think I just like. That feeling of hyping people, and I love wordplay and I love all that sort of stuff, so that's kind of where that came from.
Cool. So who is your biggest influence?
My biggest influence, I know that this isn't strictly all that cool. I know that I meant to say something like one of the greats. I'm sure I meant to write someone like Stevie Hyper D, or like some of the guys that have been around since jungle and drum and bass really started taking off. And musically, don't get me wrong, I love all of them, they're great. But for me, the biggest influence is probably my mum. She's always been a very nice lady and always told me to chase my dreams, no matter how unrealistic or how improbable. As long as I love what I'm doing, I should keep doing it. And their words have kind of stuck with me. So yeah, I guess my mum and dad and family.
Cool, cool. Tell us about some of your achievements so far.
Achievements so far to date, I don't know. I don't know what I would throw out there as achievements. I mean, for me, every single time I step on a stage is an achievement, because you never quite know when your luck's going to run out. Yeah. I mean, I feel very blessed to be able to go out and have fun with people and get involved with parties and have people come up to you and say that they enjoyed your set. I think that's probably the biggest sort of achievement. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've had a lot of fun playing alongside some great names, you know. And I must say, the first time I saw my name on the same lineup as people like Shy FX or Drum Sand, or you know, even guys like Escape and entering different scenes that I hadn't been to, like Birmingham, or jumping over the pond and going to do stuff in Belgium. I mean, all of those things are really big achievements in terms of getting out there. But I think, in honesty, the most fun, the thing I always feel most proud of is when someone says they enjoy what you do, because, you know, I suppose it makes me believe I can keep doing it a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So where can you see yourself in the future?
In terms of the future, I'm not really looking forward too much. I think it you know, it's important to have drive, but I think it can be dangerous to over-expect or over-plan. I think if things, you know, don't go the way that you planned them to, people get frustrated. And obviously, if you don't have any plans, then you can't not get there, if that makes sense. So yeah, I mean, where do I see myself in the future? At the moment, it's all short term. You know, I'm going to keep going out there, keep doing shows, hit as many motorways and bypasses as I can, go as many different places to speak to new ravers and new promoters and DJs and MCs, and just link and have fun and do what we do best, which is drum and bass music. And just have fun with everyone that I can.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've got another EP coming out with yourself.
Yeah.
Coming forthcoming on Surface Audio. Check that. It should be quite cool. Obviously, that's due to the very overwhelming response to Belling the Beast. So yeah, I mean, it's just that sort of stuff. Just hitting the studios, hitting stages, seeing what we can do. I don't see myself anywhere in the future but where I am now. If I manage to get further, then that's absolutely brilliant. If not, then hey, I've had a lot of fun.
Definitely. Right, any shouts, any thanks you want to send out? How's your chance, man?
Yeah, so finally, a few shout outs to a few people. Firstly, my wife, for love, support, letting me use all the petrol in the car, showing up at 5 a.m. and not really minding, all that general sort of stuff. Shout out to the base camp crew, Dribs, Monchi, Taxi Man, just generally for, you know, being out there, having a lot of fun with us on the road. It's always nice to bump into you guys. It makes it feel a bit more homely when we're in weird and wonderful cities. Shout out to the Raiders of the Old School crew, Tim Ryan, Mishmash, Cautious, Chris Rocks, just generally for being a cool bunch of guys. Shout out to the Force family again, Birmingham, DJ Venom, Fenner, Jeopardize. You guys are, you know, putting out good stuff, doing a lot of good work, keep it up. Remedy, the guys out in Tamworth, Boobler J, Dat Kid, again, for being good hosts, having me down. City Flow, the guys out there in Antwerp, Gunman and Judah, Maximum, props out to you, you're smashing out over there. Keep that scene alive, keep pushing D&B over in Antwerp. Shout out to DJ Scarce, DJ Colon, Maximum shout out to Colon, in fact. Good luck with Insert Audio. You've got a wicked ear for music, so hopefully you'll just smash it. Shout out to DJ Rapid. I know that we're starting to go in heavy now. We're starting to work together a bit more, so keep your eyes on Rapid and also what I'm doing over the next few months. Like I said, I don't like to plan forward too much, but you know, if you see Rapid and myself on a flyer, I would wholeheartedly suggest. Of course, I'd wholeheartedly suggest it's me. But you know, come along, see what you reckon for yourself. Shout out to, of course, all the One Foot Skankers crew. Roof Rotten over at Why So Rotten Recordings. Just anybody who's been nice enough to let me jump on a stage over the last few years, anyone who's been good enough to let me get on a stage and do what I do. Last but by no means least, I'd like to give a shout out to the Mass Effect family, a group of guys and girls who are very close to my heart. We never say never when it comes to Mass Effect, so keep your eyes and ears open, you never know. What am I talking about? Last but not least, there's one large group of people I need to thank, which is Ravers. Anyone who's come along to the show, anyone who's handed out flyers, anyone who's bought a copy of Belly of the Beast, anyone who said they enjoyed my set, anybody who, when I used to smoke and I just got off stage and my hand would be shaking, you'd light my cigarette for me. Any of those people, if you've been one of those people, thanks very much, and I hope you continue to enjoy what it is I do, even though I'm not entirely sure what it is I do. But yeah, thank you very much. Maximum Boost, maximum love and respect out to each and every listener. Enjoy the rest of the podcast and take care.
So yeah, that was MC Slim 3D. Massive respect for him coming down and doing this interview with me. For booking, you can contact him at mcslimafid@aol.com, or alternatively you can contact myself directly at mistasick66@live.com. That's mistasick66@live.com. Definitely worth having him down on one of your shows. I cannot praise him enough. I'm going to go into this. This is my track with Slim, recently released on Surface Audio's debut LP, Breaking the Ice, on the 26th of December. Check it.
The belly of the beast, on you every four, paranoia does feast. Chewing down, making logic decay, switching perspective in a dangerous way. You remember when life was so easy, you were so far away from the belly. Now you're being drained like the victim of a vampire, and rage is burning up serious like fire. It all seemed good, now it seems dire. You're tiptoe, walking on the high wire. Arsonist force ready to set the fire, and you can't wait for your life to expire. Down to the belly of the beast, on you every four, paranoia does feast. Chewing down, making logic decay, switching perspective in a dangerous way. Life was so easy, you were so far away.
belly. Now you're being drained like the victim of a vampire. And rage is burning up serious like fire. It all seemed good, now it seems dire. You tiptoe, walking on the high wire. Arsonist force ready to set the fire. And you can't wait for
yeah, don't forget, you can grab this track now. Available from all good digital outlets. Just search for Surface Audio Breaking the Ice LP. Also, if you run a search, you'll be able to find a remix competition for it with some tasty prizes. Alright, now this is our special guest mix from Drudge, recorded specially for the show. Drudge has had releases on eMotion, Surface Audio, of course, amongst others. He's also known as DJ Premium and has been making waves in the scene for quite a while now. Make sure you watch out for this guy. Big.
For better and beats, I got more than a bag of rhymes in store to gratify.
Assassin, and you're listening to Surface Audio Podcast. Yeah!
Narcissistic, dark and twisted. Set the roof on fire like an arsonist hit. The fuel is the tunes, no carbon imprint. Spot the incense, start the business. Rated by the older heads and smartest children. We're getting recognition from the farthest district. A free for ride bird, I don't buy with snitches. M's not bad minds, so won't be karma's victim.
Yo, this is Moss, and you're listening to the Surface Audio Podcast.
And you're listening to the sound of the Surface Audio Podcast. Surface Audio. Surface Audio.
Sucker from the TOD, and you're tuned to the Surface Audio Podcast.
truth. The open-minded free speaker seeking the truth. And seeking the truth. Descending deeper. And seeking the truth. Seeking the truth. The open-minded free speaker seeking the truth. The truth seeker. Descending deeper. The open-minded free speaker. Descending deeper.
Going out to Drudge for this guest mix. If you want to check out any of his music, just go to www.soundcloud.com/drudgemusic. That's D-R-U-D-G-E music.
The open-minded free speaker.
Yeah, moving into this one. This one's forthcoming on Surface Audio. It's a track by an artist called Spill. Track entitled Funked Up. Check it out.
Surface Audio Podcast.
Swiftly into this one. Again, forthcoming on Surface Audio, this time by Jam Thieves from Sao Paulo, Brazil. This track's entitled Brooklyn, a nice little deep roller. get into the unsigned track of the episode, we've got a special competition for you. So, to win lots of special Surface Audio goodies, this is stickers, mugs, lighters, stuff like that. Got to answer this simple question. Which city in the UK is the producer Drudge closest to? Is it A, Lincoln, B, Leicester, or C, Southampton? That's A, Lincoln, B, Leicester, or C, Southampton. Now, to submit to this competition, just email me at mistasick66@live.com. That's mistasick66@live.com. Or you can comment on our SoundCloud page. You'll find this podcast on the Surface Audio page, which is www.soundcloud.com/surface-audio-1. Good luck. So this episode's unsigned tune of the episode is by a guy called Everon with a track entitled Eggheads. You can check out Everon by going to soundcloud.com/Everon, which is soundcloud.com/EVERON. This is a guy named Omar from London. Check it out.
You can become heroes overnight in the eyes of the left-wing press. They will join in the join with the Right, so yeah, that's the last track of this episode. You can catch us again next month, providing I get my ass into gear and actually record another one. next time, hopefully, I have another guest mix from someone else and another interview from someone else. I can't say who it's going to be yet, because I don't actually know. Massive respect to those who have helped with this episode. We'll catch you next month, hopefully.